Albus Dumbledore on Babbity Rabbity and Her Cackling Stump. The story of Babbity Rabbity and Her Cackling Stump is, in many ways, the most real of Beadle's tales, in that the magic described in the story conforms almost entirely to known magical laws. It was through this story that many of us first discovered that magic could not bring back the dead, and a great disappointment and shock it was, convinced as we had been as young children, that our parents would be able to awaken our dead rats and cats with one wave of their wands. Though some 6 centuries have elapsed since Beadle wrote this tale, and while we have devised innumerable ways of maintaining the illusion of our loved ones' continuing presence, note 1.
Wizarding photographs and portraits move, and in the case of the latter, talk just like their subjects. Other rare objects, such as the Mirror of Erised, may also reveal more than a static image of a lost loved one. Ghosts are transparent, moving, talking and thinking versions of wizards and witches who wished, for whatever reason, to remain on Earth. J.K.R.
Wizards still have not found a way of reuniting body and soul once death has occurred. As the eminent wizarding philosopher Bertrand de Pensée Profonde writes in his celebrated work, A Study into the Possibility of Reversing the Actual and Metaphysical Effects of Natural Death, with particular regard to the reintegration of essence and matter, give it up. It's never going to happen. The tale of Babbity Rabbity does, however, give us one of the earliest literary mentions of an animagus. For Babbity, the washerwoman, is possessed of the rare magical ability to transform into an animal at will. Animagi make up a small fraction of the wizarding population. Achieving perfect, spontaneous human-to-animal transformation requires much study and practice, and many witches and wizards consider that their time might be better employed in other ways. Certainly the application of such a talent is limited, unless one has a great need of disguise or concealment. It is for this reason that the Ministry of Magic has insisted upon a register of animagi, for there can be no doubt that this kind of magic is of greatest use to those engaged in surreptitious, covert, or even criminal activity.